Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till 21st of August, will have a total of 21 sittings. This is the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor. More from our correspondent.
During the session, 17 bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Important legislations include Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025, and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 will be taken up. The bills of Laden Bill 2024, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Indian Ports Bill 2025, and the Income Tax Bill 2025 are likely to be taken up for discussion. Asunyu Akash. News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will brief media persons today, just before the commencement of the first day of the fifth session of the 18th Lok Sabha Monsoon Parliament session. The government held an all-party meeting yesterday to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Union Ministers and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs, Arjun Ram Meghwal and L. Murugan were present. Besides, Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Tiruchi Siva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from AAP attended the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floors of the houses, as per rules of both houses.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor, related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure, with a convention which is there before us.
A massive mudslide occurred yesterday below Rhododendron Resort along the alternative route between Pesama and Kisama Kigwema, causing significant damage to the road and public property. This route has been serving as an alternative for light motor vehicles, LMVs, following the total collapse of National Highway 2 near the Kisama exit point under Pesama, after incessant rains in early June. Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum has issued a traffic advisory to facilitate urgent restoration work in the affected area. A report.
Restoration work began this morning along the damaged section of the road. As part of the ongoing efforts, the affected stretch has been closed to all traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. However, vehicles dealing with medical emergencies and those transporting school and college students are permitted to use National Highway 2, which has been partially restored. All other LMVs are being diverted via the Kigwema-Kezo Town route through Jakabama-Kohima. Commuters are also advised to plan their travel accordingly and to extend full cooperation with the authorities. Further, the Deputy Commissioner stated that updates on the road condition and restoration progress will be shared in due course. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A tragic drowning incident claimed the life of 34-year-old Anyak Kepom from Yongpang Village, Longling District, at the Doyang Dam viewpoint site yesterday. Mr. Anyak was serving as the driver to the Chief Medical Officer of Waka. More reports from our correspondent.
According to the officer in charge of Sanis Village Station, Mr. Sutomo R. Paton, the deceased, along with six friends, had gone for a picnic at Doyang, where the incident occurred. The accident took place when the boat they were riding in capsized, throwing all occupants into the river. While the others managed to swim to safety, the deceased, who could not swim, drowned between 11:50 a.m. and 12 noon, as per eyewitness accounts. Although he had initially refused to join the boat ride due to his inability to swim, he later decided to get on. The OC stated that following the family's refusal to conduct a post-mortem, the body was handed over to ENPO members after completing the necessary legal formalities. The police have registered a case of unnatural death under Section 194 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 with Yohana Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the Army Recruitment Office Rangapahar conducted an extensive outreach program in Nagaland to raise awareness and boost enrollment in the Indian Army across various categories, including officers and Agniveers. The awareness campaign was held at Oriental College, Mount Olive College and Aldo College in Kohima on June 18th and at St. Xavier College in Jaluke Peren District on July 19th. General Officer Commanding Spare Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit Bendharkar, along with DIG 6th Sector Assam Rifles, attended the event in Jaluke. During the sessions, students were briefed on the Agnipath scheme, including recruitment procedures, login and registration processes, eligibility criteria, and details of the 2025-26 recruitment notification. They were also informed about the organization of the Indian Army and the various arms and services. Handouts, posters, pamphlets, and other publicity materials were distributed as part of the awareness drive. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.